Well, it's now just after 7 p.m. in the East, and that means it is the beginning of the end of this very long and bitter election campaign. The final polls are closing in six states. Virginia, the state that's gone Democratic in the past two presidential elections, is one of them.
Also Indiana, where there is an election to fill a Senate vacancy. Republican Dan Coats is retiring.
And Georgia, a reliably Republican state that this year could be close.
Rounding it out, three fairly predictable states when it comes to presidential voting: Vermont, Kentucky, and South Carolina. Then, in less than 30 minutes, two closely contested states rich in electoral votes will stop voting, Ohio and North Carolina.
We'll let you know when the Associated Press calls the race in each of those states. Joining us now are NPR political editor Domenico Montanaro and NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Good to see the both of you.
Hi there.
Good to be here.
And Domenico, there are some results and some calls. What can you tell us?
Well, right now, the Associated Press has called at the poll close time for Indiana and Kentucky, both for Donald Trump, and Vermont for Hillary Clinton. Indiana, kind of interesting, given that Indiana was a place that Barack Obama won in 2008, although it has not been expected to be close in this election. There's also a key Senate race in Indiana with Congressman Todd Young and Democrat Evan Bayh. There's no call in that race. But Rand Paul has been reelected to the Senate in Kentucky, and Pat Leahy reelected to the Senate from Vermont.
And in Vermont, I believe the AP also said that in the presidential race they were projecting Hillary Clinton.
Correct.
As carrying that. Mara, that's what we know about what's happened so far. What are you looking for in the states that closed this hour?
Well, we're still looking to see if Donald Trump can ride a huge wave of white non-college voters to overcome Hillary Clinton's advantages with minorities, young people, and women. And that's what we're waiting to see. And we don't have a really good battleground state yet. As a test case.
At 7 o'clock, the polls did close in Virginia. So that used to be considered a toss-up battleground state.
It used to be, but it's been trending much more blue. It's really interesting. We're watching to see if the map shifts a little bit, if states that were considered battlegrounds in the Rust Belt in the Midwest now become more reliably Republican, and the center of gravity for the Democrats shift to the Upper South and the West.
And just a word before you guys go. At the half hour, polls close in Ohio and North Carolina. How important are those states?
Really important. Donald Trump needs them to win. If Hillary Clinton can win two of the big three battlegrounds, or even one of the big three battlegrounds, he doesn't have a path.
And unquestionably, Hillary Clinton's campaign calls North Carolina the roadblock state. They believe that Donald Trump does not have a path if he can't win North Carolina.
Domenico Montanaro, Mara Liasson, thanks.
Thank you.
Well, polls close in New Jersey at 8 p.m., but we're going to talk to the Democratic senator there, Cory Booker. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. It's good to be on.
Now, earlier today, we had House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi calling the FBI Director James Comey's recent announcements a Molotov cocktail, and she was saying it might have affected down-ballot races for House and Senate, saying it might have made things more of an obstacle for Democrats. What concerns do you have about that in the Senate?
Well, I sincerely think that it was a big impact on the election. I don't have any, obviously, data to back that up, and hopefully the analysis we'll see. But clearly, our Senate candidates and our presidential candidate were surging at the time that news came. It sucked the momentum out of a lot of those races, and we think it could likely affect the outcome of some very tight Senate races as well. It's unfortunate that he would break with precedent. To me, it showed a grave lack of judgment to put something like that into an election days before it would come to pass. And I think he did a disservice to the United States of America.
Now, at this point, do you have any confidence about the ability of Democrats to possibly take back the Senate, take a majority?
Yeah, that's a great thing about what we're seeing around the country, is that so many of these Senate races are really too close to call. They're all within the margin of error. And that's why these elections that we still have, you know, hours left to vote in places like Nevada, Wisconsin, we want to just make sure that people are really still pouring to the polls, because obviously, there's a lot of lies on the presidency, but clearly when you have sitting United States senators saying that they think now that maybe they wouldn't want to confirm a Supreme Court justice at all, when you see the kind of rhetoric that's coming out, it just underlines and highlights the importance of hopefully the Democrats winning the Senate back and getting back to doing our job and doing things like appointing Supreme Court justices.
Now, Senator Booker, you've been campaigning for Hillary Clinton in Georgia, in Florida, Pennsylvania, and people have been talking a lot about that Obama coalition, especially African-American voters who appear to be showing less enthusiasm for the Democrats than they did in 2012. What do you think is behind that?
Well, you know, I've been on the ground in those states as recently as Detroit and talking to the field organizers, and they were frustrated by that meme, by that sort of theme that's going out there when they're seeing such strong turnout in African-American communities. My last event late last night in Detroit was a Souls to the Polls event at a very large church, full room. So I felt the energy on the ground. The numbers, we'll see them. But right
but
now,
but it's not about turnout in general, right? It's about hitting that high benchmark set during 2008, 2012. Was that a one-time thing?
Well, 2008 was a benchmark year for turnout, and even President Obama saw some diminution in terms of the states that he won. But I think that the coalition that Secretary Clinton has made, not just with African-Americans, but with Latinos, with women, I think it's a tremendous coalition that's going to bring her a very strong victory tonight.
Speaking of that coalition moving forward, how do Democrats unify after this pretty contentious primary season?
Well, I think it's something every American has to think about right now, especially in these final moments of this election. You know, patriotism, which is love of country, love is not a being verb, it's an action verb. So mm-hmm. The fundamental thing we have to do, right or left, is vote. But after that, we've got to understand that we are one nation, and this the division that we've seen heighten in this election do not make for a nation that can push forward amongst our common values and our common ideals. Every one of us has a responsibility post-election to help to heal our country, to bring folks together, and to try to stop this rhetoric. We've got to stop being a nation of competing certainties and have mm-hmm. the humility necessary to find the ways to collaborate with one another despite differences on common ground to advance
and
the common good.
Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey, thank you so much for speaking with us.
No, thank you so much. I wish you all the best.